Parmigiani Fleurier, and the collector's path beyond the obvious brands. The journey of a watch collector often unfolds like the passage of time itself. In many ways, it is sequential, but it is often marked by profound moments of discovery. For so many of us, we begin our collecting journey by learning about the well-known names. Brands such as Rolex, Omega, and Patek Philippe rise to the top when doing research or walking the high street. Plus, these brands have storied histories and iconic designs that find their way into everything from magazines to movies. However, after learning about and collecting pieces from these popular marks, we typically find ourselves hunting for something more personal and special. This is where Parmigiani Fleurier emerges from the quiet as a next step in the collecting journey. Parmigiani Fleurier, 30 years young, but filled with passion. For those who have enjoyed the thrill of wristwatch collecting, the escalation often moves beyond just acquiring luxury timepieces to seeking out work that resonates on a deeper level. For me, Parmigiani Fleurier epitomizes this quest. Note, I need to complete it. Founded in 1996 by watchmaker Mitchell Parmigiani, the brand has always fused traditional watchmaking with innovative designs. That said, the last 5 years have marked a major change for the company. With the current Tonda PF from 2021 and the Toric in 2024, the 1-2 punch is highly formidable. The Toric and Tonda PF. As collectors begin to scratch the surface of what is available beyond mainstream offerings, they often seek uniquely designed pieces. Yet, buying a watch that looks different just to stand out is a fading proposition. The watches need to be special and lasting. This is where Parmigiani excels. Each watch from the brand's collection has meticulous attention to detail and respects classic watchmaking. Take, for instance, the Toric, a watch celebrated not only for its stunning aesthetics, but also for the underlying movements. From a distance, the design of the Toric is classic. A round shape with pump pushers and a crown in the expected position is present, but there's so much more. Distinctively hued and finely textured dials, reeded bezels, and stunning in-house movements make these watches far different from big brand offerings. In-house magic. Moreover, the brand's dedication to in-house manufacturing sets it apart in a sea of luxury where many brands rely heavily on third-party movements. All of the models feature a display back, and from my experience, each piece deserves to show off its movement. Parmigiani calibers contain Cotes de Genève, Perlage beveled bridges, and frequently, the mark's grain d'orge guilloche pattern. Performance-wise, the movements also impress. Hybeat 36,000 VPH frequencies, minute repeaters, chronographs, and micro-rotor automatics comprise an impressive mechanical lineup. Impressive complications. Earlier this year, I wrote an article reflecting on how Parmigiani Fleurier builds watches with immense complexity that appear elegantly simple. The perfect example of this is 2026's Tonda PF Chronograph Mystria. First, the watch hides its chronograph function by placing the measuring hands under the normal time-telling hands. Second, and perhaps more importantly, the watch ushers in a new way of reading elapsed time. Yet, this isn't uniqueness for uniqueness's sake. One could easily argue that Parmigiani has created an easier way of reading a chronograph. That's a serious accomplishment considering the history of watchmaking. Naturally, it's yet another reason why collectors have begun to take even greater notice of the brand. Why is a Parmigiani Fleurier watch in my sights? As I reflect on my collection, a yearning for a Parmigiani piece emerges from deep within. I've looked at a lot of watches, and of course, many come from larger brands. Sure, I enjoy many of the big-name halo references, but I've also decided to consider watches from smaller, more carefully designed companies. From my vantage point, Parmigiani Fleurier has succeeded in creating a distinct design language while crafting pieces that feel exquisite in the hand and on the wrist. I'd also be able to add a handmade guilloche dial to my stable. Plus, my favorite, the Tonda PF 36, is eminently wearable with an insanely comfortable bracelet and a 100M depth rating. We all come around to desiring something unique. Ultimately, transitioning to brands like Parmigiani Fleurier reflects a collector's development. Early on, I desired sports models. After that, I've enjoyed dressier pieces. When it comes to Parmigiani Fleurier, I think the brand does well at blending both seamlessly. Also, the watches have endless details, which take time to consider and appreciate. There's nothing wrong with a fine dive watch, but there's something satisfying about a more complex watch with a unified design. Plus, Parmigiani's unique offerings won't flood the market. That's an attractive proposition. Parmigiani Fleurier, separating itself in an increasingly crowded market. When I visit a large show, including Watches and Wonders, the watches can begin to meld together after day two. Parmigiani Fleurier, however, has always stood out to me with its well-defined and considered collection. As a result, the brand has positioned itself as an intriguing choice by appealing to seasoned collectors as an option off the beaten path. Yes, it shall happen. As I look at my collection, there's not a lot left to tempt me. Sure, the occasional new release looks fantastic, but I've been around long enough to know when an acquisition would lose its luster. A Parmigiani Fleurier, however, while not an insubstantial investment, would be incredibly rewarding. I've been lurking for long enough, and the idea of a Tonda PF36 still seems as fresh as it did when I first set eyes upon the watch. Perhaps, after nearly 20 years of collecting, I was finally ready to notice the right watch. This is a preferred position post. Learn more.